You are now listening to the Random Rambles of Jay.
Number 13.
These are my random rambles.
You are currently listening to the Random Rambles of Jay for the week beginning September 1st, 2008. Hey, how are you doing? It is your podcaster, Jay. Good to be back. As is obligatory for my random rambles, I have to start with an apology for making you wait for so long for this podcast. Is there any point in even explaining? There is no point. I have just been very busy and I don't have as many chances and as many opportunities to do random rambles as I did when I first started. It seems that the gaps between podcasts seem to get bigger and bigger, and all I can do is just apologize for that. But I'm back. I am not a Pod Vader. I am still here. I am still podcasting. I wish I could do a podcast every fortnight, but unfortunately I can't. So I hope that everyone who was on board and listening to my last podcast, I hope that you're back with this one. If you haven't, please subscribe to my podcasts at www.therandomramblesofj.blogspot.com. So as soon as there are any updates and any new podcasts, you'll be the first to know. And without further ado, let's dive right into this podcast with the segment that my long-term listeners know is called In My Life. So, what has been going on in the life of Jay? Quite a lot. Well, I say a lot, but not really. It's just silly stuff. Oh my god, for the first time in my life, I think I'm quite speechless. Maybe I should think for a moment before I hop on this microphone. But between my last random ramble and this one, I've just been living life, really. Blogging, not much gaming. Listening to music a heck of a lot, as always. Those, I don't know if I've ever mentioned it in previous random rambles, but I am a huge music fan, love music, can't get through a single day without it. Going out and getting pissed an awful lot, more than I should really. I think, oh god, there's stories concerning me and drink, but I will get to that. But between my last random ramble and this one, I'm not really sure. I've kind of just, like I said, I've just been living life and just enjoying or trying to enjoy each day as it comes. In my last random ramble, I know I went on for ages, as Jay always does, about how good the British summer was. I take that all back. We had a really nice couple of weeks where it was sunny, it was nice, the weather was beautiful, and then it seemed as though as soon as I put that podcast out, the weather turned crap and it was raining. There were gale force winds. The weather was crap. It was freezing. So British summer went down the pan. We are at the tail end of August, and it doesn't even feel like we're transitioning into winter, because it's felt like winter for the past 4 weeks, for the past 5 to 6 weeks, actually. So summer's been crap in terms of weather, but that hasn't stopped me, and I don't think it stopped a lot of people around the country from going out and just having a good time. Even though I say that the weather has been crap, it has been warm outside, but for some reason it always looks like it's going to rain. You know, us in the UK, a little rain never stopped us from going out and doing what we need to do. So I think this year people were like, you know what, forget it. I'm going to go out and do this and do that. And if it rains, it rains. If it doesn't, then it's a good day. And I've definitely been adopting that myself. You know, there's been times where it has been raining and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go out and meet that friend and go out and have a good time regardless of the rain. So that's been something, I guess. And as I said before, a lot of pissy nights, going out and getting drunk. I've been going out quite a lot. There have been weeks where I've been out 5 days a week, completely broke, throwing complete caution to the wind, getting absolutely plastered. And it's weird. It's almost like I'm making up for not going wild when I was 18. When I was 18, I did used to go out, but not all the time. It would usually be like every fortnight I might go out, and it might only be on a Friday. On the odd week, it would be a Friday and a Saturday. But over the past year, I've just been going out a heck of a lot and getting quite badly drunk. There was one occasion where I went to a club. It was a rave. And those of you who don't know what a rave is pretty much where they play a lot of that up music, which I absolutely hate. But the catch for this rave was is that you paid £40 to £50 for a ticket. Yes, very steep. But here's the catch. It's an open bar. So it's kind of almost like the ticket price has the drinks as all-inclusive. So for £50, you can go into this club and you can drink as much as you like until you're red in the face, and that red face is face down on the floor. Needless to say, Jay got his drink on, or as fellow podcaster and listener to my random rambles, Jun Lee would say, "Hand me a little dranky drank all night." It's really bad, but I was quite responsible up until I was going to leave. There was a 2-drink minimum, which meant you could only get 2 drinks at a time, which was fine. And it was really good. I was pacing myself really well. But all of my friends were like, oh, we're going to go. I knew all of my friends were going to be leaving at 4. And the venue stays open till 6. And so when it got to about 3:40, I was like, crap, I've only got 20 minutes. I need to make sure I get my money's worth. And it got to the point where I was literally just at the bar. I'd be getting 2 drinks, drinking one, and be like, oh, can I have another one? Then drinking that. Oh, can I have another one? Drinking both of them, and be like, oh, can I have another two? And then I was absolutely legless. I remember stumbling back to my friends. I was drunk.
Woo! Jay, you all right?
Yeah, of course, Sam. I'm fine.
You look drunk off your face.
I'm not drunk. I'm absolutely drunk. As always happens when you're drunk, your friends ask you to do silly stuff, you do them, and the camera phones and the digital cameras come out and you get snapped with a bunch of people that you don't know doing a bunch of things that the next day you can't remember doing. And then, as if I wasn't plastered enough, somehow I ended up with a can of beer. Those of you in the UK will have heard of the Beer Fosters. And the thing with beer is that beer gets me drunk very quickly. So where I was a bit legless from before, the beer just finished me off completely. And that's when I just blacked out. I can't remember anything that happened between 3:45 and 7 o'clock the next morning, which is very bad. And all of my friends made their way home. I ended up apparently running down the street to catch a bus. And somehow I managed to make it home in one piece with my phone, my wallet and everything intact, and I made it home safely. So sometimes it's nice to be a bit irresponsible, but the next morning I was quite shaken up a little. I was thinking potentially what could have happened, bearing in mind I was trekking my way across London to get home on my own, completely drunk, off my face, and anything could have happened. Anything. I mean, you read it in the papers every day about this young person ended up getting run over by a car, they ended up getting attacked, getting mobbed, raped, stabbed, all the rest of it. So I definitely had to go down on my knees and just thank God that I made it home in one piece. And needless to say, if I know I'm going to be going out and getting drunk, I will ensure that I leave with someone or that I don't go too mad with the drink. I am quite responsible, but I think it was just a case of, it was the first time I'd ever been to a club where the drinks were free. And it was the first time I'd ever been to a club where other people were like, oh, come on, we're going. We have to go now. We don't have a choice, because I think a couple of my friends were getting lifts home and they live in the complete opposite direction from me. So I kind of felt pressured. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I need to drink. I'm not that drunk yet. And then I ended up getting way past drunk. But that was a good time. It was very irresponsible. I think everyone's allowed to have one irresponsible night where they can't remember anything. But I won't be getting that plastered again. I'll definitely be sure to pace myself with Cokes and bottles of water in between drinks. So I'm comfortably drunk that I can remember what's going on and make my way home, but not so drunk that I'm blacking out 2 hours of what happened, because that isn't responsible and I do not urge anyone to do that. So there you go. That's my story on how I got drunk. For the sake of this podcast, I'm holding back on several details. Oh, good. I'm not going to go into too many details about what I got up to that night, but all you need to know is that Jay got very plastered and he felt very dirty and embarrassed about it the next day. So there you go. I'm still laughing and am in slight shock at Final Fantasy 13 releasing for the Xbox 360.
Hello, my name is Mr. Square Enix. You may have heard of me. I am responsible for such classics such as Parasite Eve, Final Fantasy 1, Final Fantasy 2, Final Fantasy 3, Final Fantasy 4, Final Fantasy 5, Final Fantasy 6, Final Fantasy 7, Final Fantasy 8, Final Fantasy 9, Final Fantasy 10, Final Fantasy 10-2, Final Fantasy 11, and Final Fantasy 12. And my forthcoming game, Final Fantasy 13, will be releasing for the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 at the same time in North America and Europe. Please enjoy this trailer.
Oh my God. There were probably a top Sony employee at Sony HQ sat on the floor of their office in complete darkness with a 60 gig PS3 model box on their head, crying. Like, I can't believe Microsoft's got Final Fantasy 13. Sony really didn't need that. They did not need that at all. And God help them if Final Fantasy Versus 13 ends up on the Xbox 360 as well, which could happen. Square Enix and Sony are saying, no, yes, it's exclusive. But they said the same thing about Final Fantasy 13, and we all know what happened there. I just find it really funny. It's just really interesting how all of a sudden the Xbox 360 is really throwing a spanner in Sony's works, and given the pecking order for the last generation, you never thought this would happen. I certainly didn't see this coming. I was always quick to write Microsoft off, but damn, they are really bringing it more than Sony. I mean, many of my fans who were devout Nintendo fans, like Nintendo for life, I'm talking me and some of my friends, we'd ride or die for Nintendo. You do not understand. And half of my Nintendo ride or die friends, they've all got Xbox 360s. And I'm actually looking forward to the prospect of getting an Xbox 360 myself, which is really strange. And I think Microsoft are still bastards. They are still assholes. There goes my Microsoft Indoors podcast. But they are, let's face it, you know, Microsoft are bastards. They are bastards. And they rip off other people's ideas left, right and centre every single day. But they have done a really good job with the Xbox 360 because they've turned so many people's minds around. And I think the turning point was definitely when the PS3 launched, because you finally saw that there isn't much in it between the two consoles, other than the fact that the PlayStation 3 is more powerful graphically, which the PS3 isn't really showing off its graphical chops at the moment. There hasn't been a game that has released for the PS3 that looks better than anything that has released on the Xbox 360. But the main draw is the Blu-ray, which doesn't really sway my decision into buying a PS3 over an Xbox 360, just because I would never watch a Blu-ray. I barely watch DVDs. And I think that Final Fantasy 13 was the affirmation that the Xbox 360 is not a fluke console and it really is here to stay. It's made an impact for a really big third-party developer like Square Enix to turn around and release a main entry into the Final Fantasy series for Xbox is a big deal, a really big deal. And I still find it funny when I see trailers and read news that it's coming onto Xbox 360 because I still can't believe it's happening. It's like, oh God. And I remember when I heard the news, I could hear the wails and the tears of every PlayStation 3 stan. Just like, I can't believe it. But this is the game industry, bitch. Shit happens. And we have to put the pad in our hands, sit down, grin and bear it, and just keep gaming. But to talk a bit on Final Fantasy 13, the game's not really looking like anything special. Graphically, it looks amazing. You would expect no less from Square Enix. All of their games have been graphical masterpieces on the respective systems they've released on. And 13 looks good graphically, but I don't really know enough about it to get excited about it. I haven't seen much of the game to get excited. There have only been about 3 trailers of the game that have released between when Square first announced the game and now. And all 3 trailers have looked so similar and shown the same footage pretty much. I'm sure nearer the game's release, when more details on the game go out and we get more of an in-depth look at how the game will play, I'm sure that my anticipation for the game will go up. But my love for Final Fantasy has been waning a great deal, just because ever since game number 7, some would say even 6, the quality has been dropping several notches. I loved Final Fantasy 6, loved Final Fantasy 7. Oh God, that game was such a masterpiece. Liked Final Fantasy 8, didn't like Final Fantasy 9. Wasn't too keen on Final Fantasy X. Surprisingly, I was a huge fan of Final Fantasy X too. Probably one of the few people in the world that actually liked that game and enjoyed it. We won't bother with Final Fantasy XI because that's online. I absolutely hated Final Fantasy XII. I thought that game was some A-grade bullshit. That game upsets me. I hate that game. It was so rubbish. I can't believe I spent £40 on that. It was terrible. And so I'm not looking at 13 as, oh, I bet this game's gonna be amazing. I'm looking at the game with the perception of, I'm not expecting it to be that good because the previous few games haven't been all that good. But I guess we'll see. I was actually more interested in Versus 13, to be honest, because it looked more action-packed, it looked more hands-on, and I feel like, because I know near enough nothing about that game, that intrigues me, because I really want to find out about that game. There's like a mystique that surrounds that game that interests me, even though it's probably going to end up playing like a variation of Kingdom Hearts. I wouldn't be surprised if a Keyblade ended up in that game, or if there was some throwaway reference to Kingdom Hearts. Given that Tetsuya, I churn out the same crap and all my main characters have spiky hair and lots of zips and wear lots of leather numora, is helming that game, and also the Kingdom Hearts team is developing that game. It is probably going to play like Kingdom Hearts. But, I mean, everything I've seen of that game so far looks like a shot from a Backstreet Boys video. It would be brilliant if Final Fantasy 13 and Versus 13 were both terrific games, but Square have been falling off quite a bit lately, so I'm not going to hold my breath. So if the games are shit, I can always turn around and be like, yeah, it's just like I thought. But if the games happen to come out and absolutely rock my world, then I can say, wow, my expectations were greatly exceeded. And it'll be interesting to see how many discs that ends up on when it releases on Xbox 360. A lot of people joke like, oh, it's going to end up on 10, 12, 15 discs and you're going to have to sellotape two Xboxes together to install it on the hard drive. Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, Sony have been hyping up Blu-ray a great deal. You know, there have been many games that released on PS3 that supposedly weren't able to run on any other system, but they got ported to the Xbox 360 anyway, so we'll just have to wait and see. You are now tuned into the Random Rambles of Jay. Was there a game that you thought you'd like that you decided to buy? Then you got her to play it and realized it was shit. Let's talk about it.
And hello, my name is Ice Goobs, and I'm currently filling this segment for Jay. The game I want to talk about is Gears of War. Now, recently there's been a poll in the UK about what's the greatest game of all time, and Gears of War came 10 out of, like, and I think that's an absolute load of cack. Gears of War is a horrendous game. I cannot get my point across more. It, like, oh, don't get me started on the controls. The controls alone is enough to put someone off this game. I never played a game with such shitty controls since Resident Evil 1. This is just opening a floodgates of kind of like the shittiness, like, that I have built up inside me, because, like, my friends, they lied to me. Like, this is how bad it got. They were convinced that this game was, like, the best game on the planet. That, like, this, if this game was human, it was shit gold because it's so good, yeah? So I thought, nah, like, okay, I'll try it. Because, like, I've been lucky. I've worked in games, so I can, like, when I was working there, I did try out some of the games. It only made sense. How can I sell something if I don't know if it's good or not? Yeah, so I was like, yeah, let me pop in the Gears of War. Let me have a go. Like, I wasted my lunch break. I could have had that lunch break getting food, playing another game. I could have pulled in that lunch break, but I didn't. I'm probably got even more slang coming out of me than anyone would know. Pulling means, like, trying to hit on a girl and getting her number and everything. But yeah, that's the point. Gears of War made me stop. Like, made me waste my lunch break. I could have gone to, I don't know, like, down to the shop, the cashier could have been there, she could have been all hot and been like, oh, Ice Cubes, you're so sexy, and then I could have been like, hey, they take my number, and then, you see what I mean? And Gears of War stopped me doing that. I could have met Miss Wright then. Anyway, back on to the subject of Gears of Shitty War, yeah? First things first, the graphics, okay, great, they look brilliant, but that's something that should be expected of games now. It's not a kind of thing that, if you like, our game is going to look like the dog's bollocks. Well, what else is it going to look? You got, like, so much stupid amount of processing power. What is it going to look like? Kind of polygons or something? Gameplay, it's like, it's meant to be a first person shooter, but from a third person's perspective. But yeah, it just doesn't make sense. You go to the controls and then you tap, like, and you get this cover system. Brilliant idea. They incorporated it into Grand Theft Auto 4. That's a brilliant game. That works. That's a third person kind of shooter in a sense. You see it from outside Nico's head. It moves around. That game's good. Yet Gears of War is shit. I don't understand how the two systems could be used in such a great way in one game, but then the other game it's so crap. Oh, another thing. Weapons. These weapons, like, they should be cool, but they're not. Like, let's see now. One weapon, like I kind of mentioned it earlier, you got this kind of rifle thing with a chainsaw on the end of it. When I first saw this, I was like, shit, that is fucking wicked. Like, look at me, I'm going to chainsaw some motherfuckers. And then, like, I tried to do it, bam, I'm dead. These enemies, it's ridiculously, they're ridiculously strong. They just need to whack you maybe once or twice, and then you're dead. Like, you're taking a chainsaw to them, and they still manage to hit you. Hello? Like, how can you hit someone? You try it next time, yeah? Someone attacks you with a chainsaw, you try and hit them to death. It's not going to happen. And then you got this kind of grenade that's like, it bounces. And then you got a projectile unit kind of thing where you start aiming with it. And that's shit. Like, every time I try to aim with it, it just goes to a complete different direction. Like, and they got these kind of spawning, that's it, spawning-like bases. Now, the Gears of War, they have it. And, oh, by the way, the enemy's name is the Locust. What shit name is that? Like, at least, Locust. Wow. Just spray some insecticide on them. Anyway, spawning nests. They come up and you're meant to throw a grenade in there to block up the spawning nests to stop more of them coming up. But the thing is that, like I said, with this grenade, you aim one way and it goes complete other. Like, once I threw it, it bounced off the wall and then landed on me and blew me up. Hello? I'm not gonna lie. I'm not, like, the best gamer on the planet, but I'm not a shit gamer either. That kind of crap happens to, like, now I'm going to start using leet, noobs. Like, only noobs blow themselves up with a grenade, yeah? When I first played Call of Duty 4, like, online, the amount of times I blew myself up with a grenade, fair enough, I started playing with it, yeah? It was multiplayer, I had lots of people doing the martyr system and shit like that, and, like, you know, like, choose another skill, by the way, because that's just, like, a lame-ass skill. But anyway, again, wandering off point. Gears of War shit.
I blog at www.randomjblog.com. You can check out my podcasts at www.therandomramblesofj.blogspot.com. All has been very slow on the gaming front. I think I could probably count on one hand the amount of times that I have played a game between my last podcast and this one, which is really bad. I feel like I'm slightly out of touch with gaming, which it doesn't scare me, but it's quite odd, especially when I think of moments in my life where gaming felt like it was my world and it was my everything. It was the only thing that mattered, which I know is quite sad to say, but it is the truth, especially when I was 16. And now it's like, I feel like I am so out of touch with gaming. And I haven't been playing that many games. I bought Super Smash Bros. Brawl when that came out, and I love that game. It's a really great game, but I haven't really sat down and played it that much. And Zack and Wiki, still haven't gotten into that. Only completed 4 stages of that. And I think the biggest thing, well, not the biggest thing, but the most a cool gaming related thing that has happened to me, I'll just say that for the lack of a better term or expression. I played the PlayStation 3 properly for the first time a couple of weeks ago. One of my close friends has a PS3. He loves it to pieces. First off, he's a huge Metal Gear Solid fan, so he sat there and played that. I didn't actually get to play it. I was more than content just watching my friend play it rather than me trying to fumble around with the controls. The game looks really good, but it didn't make me think, oh my god, I have to get a PlayStation 3, I have to get Metal Gear Solid 4. I thought that actually sitting there and watching the game or watching my friend play it would make me think, oh, I have to have this game, but it didn't. It made me think, yeah, I would like to play it, but I'm not in a huge rush to go out and buy a PlayStation 3 just so I can play this game. And he also bought Soul Calibur 4, which I will refrain from talking about that game. All I'm going to say is listen out for a segment of Let's Talk About It where I will let rip on Soul Calibur 4, and I will leave it at that. Those of you who've checked my blog will know exactly how I feel about that game, but, you know, I'll draw a line under Soul Calibur 4 for now. But the PlayStation 3 seemed like a really good console. It's what I expected, to be honest, the PS2, but with better graphics and a controller that feels much lighter, because I didn't play it with the DualShock or the Dual 6-axis Shock, whatever that damn controller's called. But funnily enough, do you know the one game I played on the PlayStation 3 that really impressed me the most and my friends and I were addicted to? Super Puzzle Fighter 2 HD Remix, whatever it's called. You know the game I'm talking about. The Street Fighter, the Capcom beat 'em up related game, which plays like columns. That game is so much fun. My friend was like, oh, I've got Puzzle Fighter HD Remix. And I was like, okay, might as well put it on. And I don't think neither of us was actually ready for the amount of beef this game was causing between us. I mean, we were sitting there for hours playing this game, and it was so much fun. I really do recommend PS3 and Xbox 360 owners to download Puzzle Fighter HD Remix, because it is a lot of fun and you can play it online as well. I didn't get to play it online, but just playing it with someone in the same room is more than enough fun. It's a great game. I really love it, which just goes to show graphics aren't everything, over complex games aren't everything. We had Soul Calibur 4, Metal Gear Solid 4 and Drake's Fortune, and also Devil May Cry, all of which I got to see. No, actually, I didn't get to see Drake's Fortune, but I did get to see Devil May Cry 4. And the one game that got the most airtime from both of us was a remake, or not even a remake, but a re-release of an old game that was released on the PlayStation. So there you go. Puzzle Fighter's a brilliant game. I'd love it if that was on DS. It may already be. I should check that out, really. But in terms of the gaming world and gaming news, I have to mention Final Fantasy 13 for Xbox 360. What a shock was that. I remember being at work and my friend sent me a text like, I can't believe it, Final Fantasy 13 on Xbox 360, LOL. And I was thinking, he's got to be lying. And I text back, you're joking. And he just texts back, LMAO. So I was like, oh my God. So I got home that evening, hopped online, and it turns out my friend was telling the truth. And I'm really in shock. I mean, it's not weird that it's not weird that a really big franchise game that was once exclusive to one system gets ported to another. But the main entry into the Final Fantasy games, I just couldn't foresee them releasing on any other console but Sony's. Just because we've had 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 2, 11 and 12. And all of them were such big sellers. And it seemed almost as though Square Enix could live off of the sales on one system alone. But for Square Enix to turn around and release Final Fantasy 13 for the Xbox 360 is a big deal. I know Sony weren't pleased with that. Microsoft must have paid shitloads of money for Square Enix to somehow break their contract with Sony. I think it's a good thing. I really do. I think that gamers should always be allowed to have a choice in what console they own. I think it's a shame that for a moment it seemed like gamers were going to have to own every single console on the market to enjoy the games that they like. So I think that by having lots of games released for all formats, it's a good thing, because then you can just go on your personal preference. If you prefer the PS3 pad, and based on the successes of the PS1 and the PS2, you think that the PS3 would be a much safer bet, then buy a PS3. But if you're a huge fan of Halo, you love the previous Xbox, you love Xbox Live, and you don't really feel that the price of a PlayStation 3 is justified, then you can play it. You can just put money down for an Xbox 360. And whether you've bought a PS3 or an Xbox 360, you've both got access to pretty much the same games, because console exclusives are really, they're not as prevalent on systems as they were before. As I said, a lot of the games that were once exclusive to PlayStation, they're releasing for the Xbox 360 now. Aside from the odd title, like if you're a PS3 fan, you've got Metal Gear Solid and God of War. I still stand by what I've said in the past, that Metal Gear Solid 4 will release on the Xbox 360. I can just see it. But, you know, PS3 owners have still got God of War, and Xbox 360 owners have got Halo. But other than that, both system owners have access to the same pool of games, which I think is brilliant. The only other draw is possibly what consoles your friends own. Most of my friends own Xbox 360s. So that is what is swaying me into getting an Xbox 360, because it means that I'll be able to play online with them. Right now, what would make me buy a PlayStation 3 is the successes of the PS2 and the PS1. The PS1 was a huge success, PS2 was a huge success, and I think the PS3 is quite foolproof in the fact that, you know, years from now, games are still going to be releasing for it, games are still going to be looking fantastic graphically, and it will always have huge third-party support. But the Xbox 360 is cheaper, and there hasn't been a game that's released for PS3 that's made me say, wow, that looks much better than anything I've seen on Xbox 360. I don't have plans to buy either system anytime soon, but I've decided that I will ask my parents for either a PS3 or an Xbox 360 for Christmas. I can't see myself owning both. If you are a gamer who is fortunate enough to own both consoles, then brilliant, you've got the best of both worlds. But I don't think I'll be owning both. It'll probably be one or the other. But we'll see. We will see. So Christmas, Jay will have himself a PS3 or an Xbox 360. So stand by for that. My next podcast probably won't be out until Christmas with my rate. But, you know, we'll see. You can always check out my blog and catch the updates on that, on what console I end up with. I will have an Xbox 360 or a PS3 by the end of the year. I know I've been dilly-dallying for the past 2 months over which console to buy, but I've decided with the fact that I'm going to ask my parents for one at Christmas because it saves me money. And I can't think of anything else that I want for Christmas, to be honest. So there you go. That's what's been going down in my gaming life. Interlude. I'm really shocked and a little disappointed in the Wii, to be honest. I remember when I saw the E3 conferences, and my initial reaction was that right there was some bullshit. Did you lot see that Wii Sports Resort crap? That's terrible. They should not even be releasing that as a game. That should be another pack-in. It should actually go for free download on WiiWare. That game just looks like some bullshit. But as often happens on Wii, it will probably sell shitloads of copies and sit at the number one spot on charts for months to come. I mean, who would spend money throwing a frisbee at a dog? I was really annoyed, and I'm becoming increasingly annoyed with Nintendo just because they just... I'm not sure what it is that they're doing. It's almost as though they came out strong with the Wii. It's like, yay, Wii remote controls, they're brilliant, they're this, they are that. But there is a distinct lack of third party. There's not a lack of third party support, but I think the third party support that Nintendo, well, not Nintendo, but the third party support that the Wii currently has, it's not substantial enough. Not in comparison to some of the stuff that Sony and Microsoft are getting for their consoles. I mean, they get Soul Calibur 4, Wii owners get Soul Calibur Legends. PS3 and Xbox 360 get Street Fighter 4, Wii gets nothing. Xbox 360 got a really cool game in the form of Dead Rising. Wii gets Dead Rising, chop till you drop. And that game looks terrible. It looks really bad. I really like that game on Xbox 360. I thought it was one of those games where it was a bit of a sleeper hit. I didn't think I'd like it, but I played it and I was like, this is actually really fun and really fresh. The Wii version looks like some grade A bullshit. And anyone who buys that game is a complete idiot. But I'm just really disappointed in the Wii. I barely play it. I mean, the last game I played was Smash Brothers Brawl, and as much as I love that game, you do hit a point where you kind of feel like, well, I've unlocked all the characters and most of the stages and that's it. And even the online play with that game doesn't have much drawing power, just because most of the matches you have are random matches, and you may as well be playing against the computer because it doesn't log any of your stats. You're not allowed to send messages or voice chat, and you can't even see the name of the person you're battling against. So it just feels pointless to a degree. And I'm just really disappointed in Wii, there isn't really a game that I'm looking forward to on that system. The one game I was really looking forward to is kind of gone off the radar, which was Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. Oh God, I can't remember what the full title was for the Wii, but there was a Crystal Chronicles game that was shown for the Wii and the trailer looked really good. It looked really promising, but that's just gone, faded without a trace. No doubt because of Final Fantasy 13 versus 13, Agito 13, whatever other 13 game they've got in development, and the hundreds of other Final Fantasy related games aside, the Wii version has kind of just been put on the back burner, which speaks volumes. It's almost as though it's like, well, it's just Wii. No point putting in all this effort for a game if some crappy little third party developer can put out some kiddie rubbish and have it sell millions of copies. So I think as a Wii fan and a Wii owner, it's very frustrating. Really frustrating. It's really bad to say, but I feel that you could own either just a PS3 and an Xbox 360 and you wouldn't necessarily need a Wii unless you're a hardcore Nintendo fan and you really crave those first party Nintendo titles. But I don't feel you could own a Wii indefinitely and have it as your only console, because I'm sure there are many of you who are listening to this that own Wiis, and I'm sure you'll share my sentiments when I say that for the majority of the time, your Wii just sits there gathering a heap load of dust. So, I mean, I'm hoping that Nintendo will turn it around and third parties will, but I just think at the moment there's nothing about the Wii that's really enticing me or has me excited. I'm looking much more forward to possibly getting a PS3 or an Xbox 360 than I am anything concerning the Wii right now. And as a Nintendo fan and a long-term Nintendo fan, that kind of upsets me.
Break.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I've been on the gaming scene since 1983. I taught Sega, Atari, and SNK lessons stepped into me. And when Sony thought they had it in the bag, I dropped the DS and Wii. You want a piece of Wii? You want a piece of Wii? I hate when people be dissing my graphics, passing me off. When I'm still more powerful than GameCube, yours pissing me off. What do I have to prove? I can run with big boys when Galaxy and 5 look hot. Want a piece of Wii? I'm white, I'm cheap, and I'm easy to play. You want a piece of Wii? I kill the apps like Prime and Galaxy. You want a piece of Wii? Y'all tried to shit on me, I shut it down. You want a piece of Wii? I got 20 mil, so now who's the town? You want a piece of Wii? Even though people say third party support just isn't there, we got offers out the wazoo for producing some WiiWare. And not to mention the likes of Square Enix, Capcom, Konami, and Ubisoft. I want a piece of Wii. People try say our online gaming setup's completely whack, but you still be copying friend codes and entering them stat. We can fuck the push shit, it really doesn't matter, cause our systems print that money. Want a piece of Wii? I'm white, I'm cheap, and I'm easy to play. You want a piece of Wii? I kill the apps like Prime and Galaxy. You want a piece of Wii? Y'all tried to shit on me, I shut it down. You want a piece of Wii? I got 20 mil, so now who's the clown? You want a piece of Wii? Been on the gaming scene since 1983. I taught Sega, Atari, and SNK lessons that been in me. People trusting that all like gaming setups completely whack, but you still be copying friend codes and entering instead. You want a piece of me? I'm white, I'm cheap, and I'm easy to play. You want a piece of me? I kill the apps like Prime and Galaxy. You want a piece of me? Y'all tried to shit on me, I shut it down. You want want a piece of me?
I got 20 mil, so now who's the clown?
You want a piece of me?
I'm white, I'm cheap, and I'm easy to play.
You want a piece of me?
Got killer apps like Prime and Galaxy.
You want a piece of me?
Y'all tried to shit on me, I shut it down.
You want a piece of me?
I got 20 mil, so now who's the clown?
You want a piece of me?
And that concludes another random ramble of Jay. It feels really good to do the outro to this podcast and kind of sit back and think, another podcast done. If you are sitting listening to this and you've been listening to my podcast since the first, then I thank you very much for sticking with me for over a year. And also, I have to give a big thank you to Ice Cubes for his contribution to this podcast. Contrary to what you may think, I would love to hear the sound of someone else's voice. If any of you would like to send me any audio clips, any reviews, any random rambles of your own, please do. Hop on the mic, record it, email it to me at randomjmail@gmail.com. I'm not against external talent in my podcast. It's just I don't receive anything, so I can't include anything. But one of my friends, my good friends, Ice Cubes, was proactive enough to actually hop on the mic and do something for my podcast, and I thank him a great deal for that. But on that note, I'll say goodbye and keep gaming, keep safe, and I will catch you on the next random ramble of Jay. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.